From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Easter seems to have lost much of the religious significance that it was created upon. And in the Sunshine State, it is the celebration of the end of summer, with generally slightly cooler and more pleasant weather. Just the right time for enjoying a long weekend. A frenzied time of travel and a furious time of brief relaxation before the trek home for the rest of the workday week seems to be the Aussie mark of a good time. Things are happening in the wider community with access to venues previously restricted to people who met the standard of suitable vaccination. During the week, the walls were breached and access to New Zealand is now available to similarly vaccinated souls, and the great floating escape machines, the cruise liners, are now boarding passengers after floating forlornly dormant for the past 2 years. If you didn't know better, you would believe that the pandemic has left us behind. There are the reminders blowing in the wind from the medical experts that we need to be responsible and prepared as new variants of the virus envelop the planet. The process of assessing the effects of these interminably varying germs is ongoing, and just because we are living with the virus, we have no evidence as to what the ongoing effects of infection will be. The only seeming constant outcome of the research is that being fully vaccinated reduces the severity and reduces the risk of dying. So why spend so much time discussing the facts about something that has closed businesses, caused burnout amongst the health workforce, and shifted the economic axis of the country, and induced a glaring, overpowering feeling of angst and boredom? The news is, it ain't over yet. When I look at the images from meetings and get-together, it seems obvious that as a collective, our ages are increasing. With increasing age comes the susceptibility for increasing chronic illnesses, and that makes we seniors easy prey to complications from a COVID infection. Just because the current variant of the virus has generally little effect on the young members of the community, we should remember that people not showing symptoms can still spread the infection. All I'm seeking to do is remind people of the risks we still face, regardless of the easing of restrictions to social activities. We need to follow the doctor's advice of carrying a face mask for use when we can't socially distance. Hand washing and sanitizer should still remain routine for us all. Please act safely and protect yourself and your fellows, and I hope to catch you on the air. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.